We are doing Ta'anit, and we're up to the first chapter, the fifth Mishnah. We had been discussing the procession of requests for rain, and we said that if the 17th of Mar Cheshvan had come, and it hadn't yet rained, so then the individuals, the big Talmidei Chachamim, they must fast, and their fast is Behabd, Beis, Hey, Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And it's a lenient fast, as in the fast begins in the morning, doesn't begin with nightfall. We're permitted to do work, they are permitted to wash, to anoint themselves, to wear their shoes, and to be with their wives. We don't put all the stringencies on this fast. What happens if the month of Mar Cheshvan passed and it should have rained that month and it didn't? So our Mishnah says, Higi Arosh Chodesh Kislev, if the beginning of the month of Kislev came, Velo Yardu Gshamim, and it hadn't yet rained, Betin Gozrin Shalosh Taniyot Al HaTzibur, then the courts decree three fasts on the congregation. Again, it's Monday, Thursday, Monday. No, it's Al HaTzibur. Ochlin v'shotin m'shechashecha. In this fast also, okay, they may eat at nightfall. The fast only begins in the morning. U'mutarin b'mnacha. And they're permitted to do work, uvechitza, and in washing themselves, uvesicha, and in anointing themselves, uvenilata sandal, and in wearing shoes, uvetashmish amita, and to be with their wives. So, Beis Din institutes the first fasts in Kislev, and these fasts are on everyone. Remember, in Mar Cheshvan, in the middle of the month of Mar Cheshvan, only the big Talmidei Chachamim took on the fasts, only the leaders. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Kislev came, the danger is imminent, and if it hasn't rained, so the courts institute that everyone must fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Those are the three fasts. Avu elu v'lo nanu, if these fasts passed and our prayers were not answered, so then Betin Gozrin Shalosh Taniyot Acharot El HaTzibur, the courts decree three other fasts on the congregation, again, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ochelin meshotin nibod yom, the second series of three is also more lenient in that the... I'm sorry, this is more stringent. Ochelin meshotin nibod yom, you have to eat before nightfall, because this is like Tisha B'Av, this is a more stringent fast. This fast begins with nightfall. V'asurin b'mnacha, and it is also stringent in that they prohibit people from doing work. U'v'rchitza u'v'sicha u'v'nilat ha'sandal u'v'tashmish ha'mita, and they prohibit everyone from washing or anointing or wearing shoes or being with their wives. V'no'alin yitam echatzot, and the courts lock up the bathhouses. And everyone gets together on this Monday, Thursday, Monday. We're nearing the end of Kislev. Now we're 2 months. 2 months into the rainy season without rain, so the courts institute a heavier fast. Avruelu velo nanu, if these fasts passed and we did not get the rain we needed, betin gozrin aleim od shiva, then the courts institute another seven fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, meaning it's going to be week to week to week, 3 weeks in a row, Monday, Thursday, that's six, plus the following Monday. So the people spend much of the next month, much of Teves, fasting that it should rain Monday, every Monday and Thursday, almost every Monday, and every Thursday but the last Thursday, they're going to be fasting. Shehen 13 taniyot latzibur. So here we've reached a total of 13. Remember, there were three at the end of Kislev, three... three in the beginning of Kislev, three at the end of Kislev, and now seven in Teves. So that's a total of 13. Hareilu yeterot al harishonot, and these fasts, the last seven, have an added stringency, shebeilu matriin, that when it comes to these fasts, when we pray, we blow shofar in our prayer. Shofar is like a wail. It's the thing that moves a person most is crying. Sometimes you try to say whatever you can. And
you wail like the fish, I'm not joking.
No.
Sometimes you try to say things, and when you say something, so either it moves someone or it doesn't. Sometimes you just stand there and weep and wail. And then you don't have to say anything. The emotion that is expressed when one wails is so powerful that it can move things. That's what we're doing when we blow shofar. The blowing of the shofar is called a yivava, a wail, a cry. And it's corresponding to the way a person cries. And it is our expression of crying before Hashem.
Isn't there another way to blow it too, though? The longer, straight one that is like, when it's for battle or something?
Okay. So, on these fasts, the last seven, we also blow shofar in our prayer. V'no'alin et ha'chanuyot, they block all the stores, all the shops have to be closed. V'sheni matinim chashecha, on the Monday fasts, then they let them open the stores partially, meaning they wouldn't let them open with all their advertisements. They let them open the door a little bit as nightfall approached, because people had to buy food to break their fasts. And on the Thursdays, they let them open their stores completely, because people still have to buy the goods for Shabbos. If now the month of Teves passed, so they've had the end of Tishrei, they've had all of Cheshvan, all of Kislev, all of Teves, 3 months into the winter, what's left? 2 months are left. Shvat and Adar. Yeah, most of the winter has passed and they hadn't had rain. Nematin b'masau matan, the courts institute that people have to minimize their business, any business that's just for pleasure or for joy. Bibinyan, anytime a person is building a building for pleasure, in honor of a wedding. Uvintia, and any planting that's just there to make a nice orchard for people to walk. Be'erusin, people who get engaged, so we encourage people not to do it frivolously now. If a person already has children, he's already done pruervu. Now he just wants to get married because it's a good thing to be married. His wife passed away. So he has already brought children to the world. Nonetheless, we say ordinarily that's a good thing. Now we minimize happiness that isn't necessary for a mitzvah. Uvenisuin, and in marriage, if a person has fulfilled his obligation of pruervu. Uveshelat shalom ben adam l'chavero, and even when people talk to one another, they indicate, even in their speech, that they are sad, and they minimize the amount of greetings. Shalom, how are you? People minimize that. Kibnei Adam hanizufin lamakom. People behave as though God has been upset at them, as though they've been yelled at by Hashem. Hayechidim, the individuals, the tamidei chachamim, chozrin umitanim ad sheyetzei Nisan. They continue fasting for the next 3 months till the end of Nisan. Monday, Thursday, etc. Yatza Nisan, v'lo yardu gshamim. If after Nisan it rains, if it doesn't rain throughout Nisan, and after Nisan it rains, siman klala, that's a sign of a curse. Shneimar, as the verse says, Shmuel tells the Jewish people, God is upset at you for asking for a king. Look, I'll prove it to you. Halok tzichitim ayom. Notice, today is the summer, it's time to harvest your wheat. I will call out to God, and it's going to thunder and start to rain. That's an indication that God is upset at you. Here in Israel, the way our seasons work is that throughout the winter it's supposed to rain, and then in the summer it doesn't rain. And if it were to rain in the summer, it would destroy all of the crops, because people harvest, they cut their crops, and then they leave them out to dry. And if it would rain in the summer, then that rain would cause all the crops to rot. So Shmuel tells them, look at how upset God is at you. Today it's the middle of the summer, ordinarily it doesn't rain now. I will call out to Hashem, and you'll see, it'll thunder, it'll start raining. That's an indication that God is upset at you. So from there we derive that after Nisan, if it rains, that's not a blessing. Throughout the summer months, if it rains, that's considered a curse. And that brings us to the conclusion of the first chapter. Let's review what we saw in the first chapter. The first chapter began with the concept of when do we mention rain. When we mention God's praises in Atah Gibor, in what's called Gvurot, when do we start mentioning that praise that God brings down rain? Rabbi Lezer had said from the beginning of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua had said from the end of Sukkot. When do we start asking for rain? So Rabbi Yehuda had said, the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, we do this, adjacent to the time when we would like the rain. The second Mishnah also, Rabbi Yehuda told us that the way we work it is that on Sukkot we begin with Musaf, and on Pesach we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Morad HaGeshem at Musaf. The third Mishnah told us, and the third Mishnah started taking us through what happens if it does not rain. So the Mishnah had said that we start asking for rain either at the third of Cheshvan or the seventh of Cheshvan, and if it doesn't rain, says the fourth Mishnah, so then if we've hit the 17th of Cheshvan, we've gone more than halfway through the month and it hasn't rained, so then the individuals, the Talmidei Chachamim, start fasting a light fast. They fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, and on this fast it only begins in the morning and ends at night, and they're permitted to do work, wash, anoint, and wear shoes and be with their wives. If Kislev comes, the first month of rain, Cheshvan has passed, no rain, so then the courts decree a fast on all of the people, and again, it's more lenient, they may eat and drink at night, they just have to fast by day, and they're allowed to do work, wash, anoint, wear their shoes, and be with their wives. If the first three fasts passed, and again, there's no rain, so then the courts institute another three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. This is at the end of the month of Kislev. And here, these are more stringent fasts where we do not eat and drink. Once it's nightfall, we have to eat and drink by day. And once the night comes, it's a 24-hour fast, and we're prohibited from doing work, from washing, anointing, wearing shoes, being with our wives, and the courts lock up the bathhouses.
Wearing shoes or leather?
Okay, so that we'll discuss, Bezat Hashem. If this passes and now we enter the month of Teves and it still doesn't rain, so then the courts institute another seven fasts throughout the month of Teves, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that brings us to a total of 13. These last fasts are more stringent in that over here we blow shofar during the prayers of the fast, and we lock up the stores. And we only let them open up a little bit on the Mondays towards nightfall so people can buy food. On Thursdays, we have to let them open completely. People have to buy food for Shabbos. The last Mishnah in the chapter told us that if these 13 fasts did not avail, we didn't merit to have rain, so then we decrease things that are done simply for pleasure. Extra business, building, planting, marriage, engagement, greeting one's friends. We behave as though God is really upset at us, which He is. And the individuals, the Talmidei Chachamim, continue to fast till the end of the month of Nisan, praying for rain. And if after Nisan it rains, that is a sign of a curse. And that's the conclusion of the first chapter.
Isn't it strange that we don't fast at all during that last period?
Yeah.